Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this time around. It's been a while, actually, since I've done an original show. I've been busy with all kinds of other things going on. So this is my first show in quite a while, but I'm very excited to have on the show this time Brandon Whited, who is the brand new artistic director for Santa Barbara Dance Theater. And we're very excited to talk to him today about Santa Barbara Dance Theater. They are getting ready to do their 2022 season, and they are doing a show at Center Stage Theater. It's hard to believe, by the way, I just said 2022. It's hard to believe it's 22 already. But Santa Barbara Dance Theater is under the new direction of Brandon Whited, and Brandon is an assistant professor of dance and the director of dance performance at UCSB. And he joins us today on the show, and we're going to find out more details about their performance that they're doing, Santa Barbara Dance Theater at Center Stage Theater. By the way, it's January 13th through the 16th, and for tickets, you can go to centerstagetheater.org to learn more about the show and how to get tickets and all that good stuff. And of course, we'll repeat this throughout the show in case you were just now grabbing your pen to write that down. But Brandon, it's so good to have you with us today on the show. Thank you for joining us. And how are you today?
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well today. We had a nice, full, robust week of rehearsals in preparation for the show. And, you know, we're getting ready to go. We're all very excited to get back to live performance.
Yes. And now, do you move into the theater for the first time tomorrow or something?
Yes, we're going to move in tomorrow, Sunday, most of the day to space and continue to rehearse and reconfigure the works for the space.
For the space that you're going to be in at Center Stage.
Yes.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit about, first of all, congratulations on becoming the new artistic director for SBDT. How's that been for you?
Thank you. Thanks. It's definitely been a period of transition and on multiple fronts, you know, even just my role within the department, but also learning the ins and outs of the management and administrative side of things and, you know, the directorship, getting more information, you know, incrementally to help me kind of align my way of working and my vision for a professional company with, you know, what's possible within the university, because we are, you know, still one of the few, I think, within the UC system, resident professional companies housed in the university. So there's like incredible amount of benefits and perks to that, but there are also challenges to kind of align the professional standards with university policies, stuff like that. So just kind of learning all of that. But on the creative side, it's just been really incredible. I love working with students, and I love working with, you know, all different age groups, but something about working with professionals, it just kind of, you know, everything just flows and they just take something and run with it. And then you can continue just, you know, digging into process. So there's something really, I'm really grateful for that as well, being back in that mode.
Now, tell us a little bit about, like, you're collaborating with several people who are participating with this concert that's coming up in about a week. Tell us about the people who are participating.
Yeah, so with one other shift that I'm moving towards with for the company under my directorship is to kind of create a more concentrated residency rehearsal period for creative development of the new works, and also for, you know, hopefully in the future coming back around another performance opportunity or a touring opportunity comes up, we can all come back together, you know, dig back into the works, maybe move something forward and then continue that way rather than an ongoing rehearsal process, which isn't particularly sustainable for me for a number of reasons, trying to balance teaching and everything. And the service of being a professor with the research aspects of this opportunity. And it also aligns with the dancers that I've been working with. And so there'll be some familiar faces for those who have seen Santa Barbara Dance Theater before, but I'm also bringing in some dancers that the audiences might not know from a little bit farther. So I have Nicole Powell is probably the most familiar face for those who've been following Santa Barbara Dance Theater. She's local. She lives in Carpinteria, and she's been really an anchor. So it's been great to dig back in with her. I got to work with her in a few processes as a guest choreographer when Christopher Bloffian, the previous director, was working. And Paige Amakon, who's also, she's from, based in LA, Los Angeles, and she also had one season with Christopher prior to the hiatus imposed by COVID-19. And so she had come in, and then we're kind of continuing that. We actually have a shared history. We both went to the same undergraduate program at University of North Carolina School of the Arts, and she was a couple of years after me, but we've crossed paths multiple times, and it's just really great to be working with her closely again. A familiar face potentially is Mish Wong. She's a graduate of UCSB dance undergraduate program, and then she's based in San Francisco now, and she's actually danced now, counting myself, for three different artistic directors in Santa Barbara Dance Theater. She danced for Jerry Pearson when he was leading the company. She danced for Christopher at a time, and now working all together with us. So that's really exciting kind of lineage. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth dancer is Calder White, and he comes from actually Canada. He's mostly based in Vancouver, but he also works in Toronto, and he's been freelancing all around since he graduated his undergraduate studies at Ohio State University, which is where I met him. He was studying as an undergrad when I was there for graduate school. So kind of bringing people together, all of them have a really, it's been nice to see them gelling and like forming their own bonds, you know, both as dancers and as people. And it's been really fun kind of seeing them become a cohesive group. We also, one of the pieces will feature Riley Haley, who's one of our students at UCSB. She's a second year student actually. So she's in what I'm calling an apprentice slash understudy kind of role, which I'm hoping to build back up. That's something Christopher Bloffian had started, a really robust apprentice program. And so I'm hoping to kind of build that as we get back into the company.
Oh, very cool. Nice. My guest this time around on Jim on the Air is Brandon Whited. He is the new artistic director for Santa Barbara Dance Theater. And we're talking about their upcoming concert, which will be at Center Stage Theater. And you'll want to log on to centerstagetheater.org for tickets. Again, it's centerstagetheater.org. And you can also follow everybody on social media. Center Stage has their Facebook page and Instagram as well to learn more details about what's going on with Santa Barbara Dance Theater as well as Center Stage. And again, the performances will be the 13th of January through the 16th. And three performances are at 7:30 p.m. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then a matinee performance at 2 p.m. on the Sunday on the 16th. So Brandon, I was taking a look at your the bio, or the press release rather, for Summer Dance, and you had mentioned that you wanted to shift things towards a more of a project-based presentation. Tell us what that means for you. What does project-based mean as opposed to what was happening before?
Yeah, so that's a little bit like what I was mentioning in terms of doing more concentrated residencies programs rather than ongoing like rehearsals over many months, which in those models tend to be like fewer hours over a week, days off, things like that. So we've been doing, like we did with Nikki and Paige, they're more local. I did a 4-day residency in November when school was still in session. And then in December after finals ended, I brought all the dancers together and we did about, I think, 8 days, 6 hours a day, kind of straight through. So really digging in a concentrated way. And then after the holiday break, they also came back on the 3rd, and we've been doing the same since the 4th and through the next week. So it's kind of the sense that the company members are involved, but it might be a different mix of people based on the project, who's available when, right? They're all of these dancers are involved with other companies. They have, you know, Nikki is the director of Curtis Dance School in School of Dance in Carpinteria now. So there's a lot of things going on, which is really something I admire and gravitate towards when I'm looking for dancers to interact with. They're really artists, they're makers, they're teachers, choreographers in their own right as well. And so yeah, that kind of brings about complexity in scheduling and timing. And so the project-based or, kind of another word is pickup company, right? That's a little more kind of not flippant, but it's the notion that that the company comes together and gels and does work. And then when other opportunities come up. So what that allows me to do, right, without the longer model is to bring people in from farther away. So it really helps me tap into my full network of both dancers and choreographers, because you can do the work in a more concentrated time with front end preparation, of course.
Oh, I see. So different groups of people or dancers could be in different places, and you don't all have to be in the same location necessarily. Yes. You can kind of do it like a puzzle, if you will, sort of.
Yes. Yeah. Whereas the other model, they either have to be local, they have to relocate, or they have to be regional enough to commute on a regular basis. And that's okay. A little bit harder for a lot of the dancers to sustain, especially now, with everything going on.
Now, you have two pieces that you have choreographed for the concert. Is that correct?
Yes.
And
yes,
tell us a little bit about those.
Absolutely. Two new works. One was actually, I began in February of 2020, before everything kind of locked down.
In the before time.
The before time. We all, I think, know that kind of delineation of time and situations. So I began that piece actually with, under Christopher's direction as a guest choreographer. And it had a different mix of people that were going to be, I believe, five or maybe he had been a six company members at that time. And then like eight or nine student apprentices. So it was going to be this large, large group. And so I had a lot of material. Actually, I had about 20 minutes worth of material that we had begun to generate and formulate. It wasn't linked. The sections weren't fleshed out, but there was a lot of to be continued at that time when we had to stop the process. So that's a process I picked back up, and it's almost 2 years later. I'm looking at, what was this material? Where was I coming from? What was I thinking about? And a lot of that has changed. So you just, you kind of say, well, here's material. How do I reshape it in this moment with a different creative lens? And so that piece is called To Harbor, and it's now a quintet, which includes Riley, our student apprentice understudy. And it has a, I'm not particularly narrative in my approach to making, but it has a sensibility about, kind of emergence and discovery and like coming to a foreign place, coming somewhere new in a very abstracted way, and then finding kind of community grounding, finding your way. So there's some of that kind of overriding it, as well as some just kind of aesthetic visual imagery. I keep imagining like the New England coast on a gray stormy day as a kind of mood and atmospheric tone as I was making. And it also, the music is by Colin Stetson and Nico Muley, and the music kind of evokes that for me as well. And then the other piece.
Oh yes, yeah. I was going to ask.
Did you have any follow-ups? Yeah, the other piece is called Arena, or One of Four and Four of One. And that piece.
Tell us about that title. How did that? Where did that title come from?
Oh, you're trying to make me give away my secrets. So originally this concert was conceived actually to be performed in the Round in our Black Box Theater on campus. Okay. In the Performing Arts Theater, which has previously, I think, almost exclusively or primarily been used for theater performances and plays. And with my background and even my training at Ohio State, I'm actually much more used to non-traditional spaces in the Round Theater, basically non-proscenium performances, because it just gives a different perspective on the dance. It kind of shakes off the any sense of illusion or like mystery or like what are you hiding or not hiding, right? It's all there, it's all very evident, it's three-dimensional. So I was really and also intimate, because the space then becomes very close. So with that in mind, I was going to be completing To Harbor and the other and featuring the other works on the concert, but also making this new quartet that I wanted to just really kind of go against my normal, my normal, not default, but my affinity towards more aesthetic and a little bit more, you know, moody, atmospheric type of work, and just go really fun and light and, you know, I think I just lean into comedy and happiness and joy and silliness. And so I was just really going to go with a different tone. And so Arena really is the sense. I mean, literally that's what it's Arena Theater is in the round. Right. And also there's many other connotations about, you know, the word arena that I'll leave to everyone else to either look up or think about sure. as they look at it. But then, and then the one of four and four of one kind of secondary title really just references the compositional structure. So I was really, it's playing with kind of character and kind of quirky gestural, like hyper personality, you know, type of approach to performance. But also underlying that is like a very formal compositional structure in terms of dance composition. So really like, how do I interrogate what is a quartet and what composes the number four and the number of four dancers. And so we flux okay. between, you know, solo, duet, trio against one quartet. There's a lot of structural elements that those who either have a musical or dance compositional eye will probably locate. And for those who don't, they still can have fun with the piece. So it's kind of a layered approach that allows like multiple points of entry.
Right, right. Now, and then there's some other pieces that are choreographed by other choreographers. Can you tell us a touch on those a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. So part of, well, it also to contrast my own work and to create some range and continue that history of not only presenting faculty research, but also presenting other choreographers, I invited Wesley Ching, who I've seen her work around town in different community like festivals and showcases and things. She's also, and I actually didn't know this at the time, but she's a UCSB dance alum as well. And she is still local. And I tapped her to restage one of her duets that she had originally made with Nikki Powell and Robin Wilson. And it was, it just really struck me and kind of stuck in my mind. It's called I Don't Exist Anymore. And it was just really intriguing and viscerally like physical, but also really fun. And I think we align a lot in terms of our like formal aesthetics and austere kind of devices when approaching choreography. So I was always very drawn to her work. And so it was nice that this opportunity came around, that she was interested and available, and she was open to sharing this duet. And so now Paige Amakin is going to be dancing this duet with Nikki Powell. And they're just really, they're really gelling as well. So yeah, that's one of the kind of central pieces. It also was an impulse to showcase works that have smaller numbers of dancers and to really help introduce the dancers in their own right as individuals. And so besides the duet, there are two solos for Mish Wong and for Calder White that are choreographed by Nancy Colahan, an old, you know, Santa Barbara and Santa Barbara Dance Theater favorite. And she actually created three solos, which she calls kind of pandemic suite or pandemic dances. She created them entirely over Zoom during the last like year and a half, partly in process with her technique class, but also with like professional dancers that she was working with to develop the material. And so she actually developed Misha's solo, a solo was called Ola. She developed that with Mish Wong over Zoom. So Mish was the originator of the work. And so I immediately thought, oh, these would be great to do. And then the other solo 6x9, Calder has been learning that to perform. And so they're not necessarily directly linked, but there are these kind of different expressions of different sensibilities, different emotive physicalities, but they're both constrained to a very small square space, which is what we've all been experiencing for quite a while. So yeah, there was just a really, there was a lot of layers of like why this was really kind of timely and mentioned and commenting on the moment and our recent past.
Right. And again, I'm chatting with Brendan Whited. He is the brand new artistic director for Santa Barbara Dance Theater, which is the professional company out at UCSB. And they will be performing at Center Stage Theater January 13th through the 16th at Center Stage Theater, downtown Santa Barbara. For tickets, you can look them up online, centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. To learn more information about the shows and more details. And Brendan, what are you hoping the audience takes away from the performance when they leave the theater? What are you hoping will kind of hang on with them as they leave?
You know, I don't have any particularly, I don't have particular hopes for like how each of them will leave, because I think for me, live theater, live performance, and especially dance or abstract dance, it's really like what they connect with is exactly what it should be, right? But I think overall, just the sense of kind of tapping into possibility and where we might go in, you know, the years to come in this new direction, and just kind of staying open to newness and that research focused, like forward pushing exploration. But I think overall, just the sense of reconnecting with the power of live performance, because I think for a little too long, for many of us, we have been digitized and made two-dimensional. And I think just that kind of energetic, visceral, humanistic
a connection on the human level.
Connection that's potential, that's possible, and that's
just having
always
some kind
there
of connection
in live performance,
right? Yeah. Right. Regardless of what it is, there's some kind of a connection of some kind. Whatever it means for one person to another,
absolutely.
There's that connection. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then one more question, then I'll let you go because I know you have a busy schedule with rehearsals and such. Where are you hoping to take the company now that you've become artistic director? And this is probably a hard question to answer, but given that we don't know what's going to happen in the future with the pandemic and such, but what are you hoping to lead? How do you want to lead the company into the future? Where are you hoping to take it over the next couple of years or so?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something I have been thinking about. And of course, like you said, there's so much uncertainty, but I'm really interested in works that go beyond the proscenium. So I'll definitely be trying to engage in lots of alternative spaces, different ways of presenting dance, different ways of witnessing and viewing dance than some of our Santa Barbara arts community members might have experienced. I'm also really interested in engaging dance as a physical art, visual art form with, within art galleries, within museums. I have a lot of history of that in my own performance, both in my creative work and in my performance dancing career with Shenwei Dance Arts. We did almost probably maybe 50 to 60% of our performances were in galleries or, museum halls and things. And so I have an affinity and an interest towards that as well. But I'm also just really interested in keeping the roots and the connection here in the community and local, both in the campus and in the greater Santa Barbara community, but also going beyond. And so touring the company, engaging in different festivals, perhaps moving, into dance film, not because we have to, but because we want to as well, and just really engaging in different mediums and different spaces. So yeah, we might even have, it's not confirmed, we still have, things are up in the air, but we had a standing invitation for fall of 2020 to Dance Gallery Festival in New York City. And so we had performed there in 2019 and we're invited back as a featured company. And I believe that invitation is now going to stand for this fall. So I'm hoping to bring Two Harbor there. But there's a lot of time and circumstances between now and then. So we'll have to kind of see what happens. But right, yeah, right. But beyond the work and the functionality of those things, I'm really interested in continuing to build on what Christopher and the previous directors had established, but also connecting the dancers as artists, as teachers, as makers with our students at UCSB and students in the community. So I'm really going to be interested in helping give them a platform as their own, as own teachers and makers throughout. So that's going to be a kind of two-way channel that I'm hoping to open up a little more, and also just, you know, engaging the community on levels that are beyond just performance as well.
Nice, very cool. Well, I wish you continued success with the company, and hopefully everything that you've described will come to fruition one way or another. One more time, though, before we go, I just want to say the concert is coming up on January 13th and 16th, Santa Barbara Dance Theater, under the new artistic direction of Brandon Whited, who we've been talking with for, you know, this today. And again, the show is the 13th through the 16th of January. For tickets, you want to log on to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. And Brandon, continued success with the company, and good luck with the show. And break, well, no, we don't want to break legs. Not an option in dance. But yes. Continued success with the concert coming up.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for speaking with us, with me today.
It's my pleasure. And again, for tickets, you want to log on to centerstagetheater.org. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.